This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. There are reports this morning that indicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff is negotiating with federal prosecutors. The lobbyist used to be known for his tight connections to powerful Republican lawmakers. Now he's at the heart of a wide-ranging bribery investigation. NPR's Peter Overby has been following the Abramoff case, and he joins me now. Peter, bring us up to date on this case quickly.
Okay. Anonymous sources are telling the AP and a couple of newspapers that the negotiations are going on. The reports vary on the intensity. I spoke to a lawyer on the Abramoff team last night, and he simply said that he couldn't comment on it.
And why are these negotiations happening now?
Things are moving fairly quickly now. The investigation was kind of ramping up for a long time. Now, Abramoff is due to go on trial in Florida in a business fraud case on January 9th. Last week, his co-defendant pleaded guilty and started cooperating with prosecutors. Last month, his closest business associate in the lobbying side of the investigation, Michael Scanlon, former aide to Congressman Tom DeLay, Scanlon pleaded guilty and started cooperating last month. So his two closest associates are working with the government. He's got the trial coming up. And the case in front of him is a serious, serious case. You're talking about allegations of fraud, allegations of bribery and attempted bribery of lawmakers, and possible violations of the charity law. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, lawmakers are abandoning him. They're returning his money. One of them, Senator Conrad Burns, Montana Republican, said last week that he wished Abramoff had never been born.
And I'm gathering lawmakers are watching these developments closely.
That's right. There's high anxiety on Capitol Hill. Conrad Burns, for instance, is now co-sponsoring a lobby reform bill, and nobody is defending their old friend.
Peter, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Peter Overby.